This week, we continue our coverage on the Asheville Fringe Festival, which takes place this weekend, January 25th through the 28th, in various venues around town. Last week, you may have heard our interview with coordinator Jim Julian. And this week, I got the opportunity to speak to several of the performers that will be here for the weekend.
Hi, I'm McKinley, and I do a lot of art activism. For me, it's really important. I feel like I have a huge responsibility as an artist and as a performance artist to use my platform to speak about issues that are important and raise up voices that are often silenced. The show that I'm bringing to the Fringe Festival is called Hangry, and it's completely inspired by the election of our president. And talking about ways in which women learn to shrink and how we can choose to rather take up space instead.
What else would you want people to know before they walk in the door to see your show?
You should expect cake. You should expect Donald Trump. You should expect...
What else could people need to know?
I think you should know about... No. If you're going to come see my show, I definitely would love for you to come with an open heart and an open mind and a willingness to listen and even talk about it afterwards. There's a lot of topics that come up that make a lot of people uncomfortable, but I think it's really important to lean into uncomfortable conversations because that's how we grow.
Are there other things, McKinley, that you would like our listeners to know before you make your way to Asheville in a week or so?
Yeah. Well, definitely, if you're interested in learning about the Take Up Space Project, which is associated with my show, Hangry, 100 photos at least will be displayed at my show of women all over the country taking up space and whatever that means to them. A big part of my show is displaying photos of women taking up space because I want to continue to empower myself and the women who I come in contact with to resist the temptation to be small because we're so much more than the societal expectations that have been constrained upon us. And so if you're interested in seeing these pictures, you totally should come see it. Also, if you want to send me a picture, you can email me. My name, McKinley Hughes, which is McKinleyHughes, and then the number 1@gmail.com, and I'll hang up your picture.
That's going to be Friday the 26th at 3 p.m. and Saturday the 27th at 3 p.m. at the Rialta Salon.
Hi, my name is Nanette DC, and I am the artistic director of ERNIE, the Improvisational Repertory Theater Ensemble. We're a theater company based in New York City, and we create a whole season of original shows, comedic shows based entirely in improvisation. We follow a repertory season, and unlike other improvisational shows you might have seen, we have definite themes and stories. And we utilize props, minimal props and some costuming. Our props are generally the type of things that you would find maybe at a dime store. We have streamers and masks and silly string and anything that you can find at your local Party City or Five and Dime is what comprises all our props. Yeah, we started in 2012, so we're just entering our seventh season, and we were in Asheville last year for the Fringe Festival, which is an amazing festival, absolutely wonderful, really great, creative, really inspiring people have come to the Asheville Fringe, and it's an absolutely beautiful city, so we were very, very pleased to be welcomed back. Last year, we brought a show called Happy Birthday, Stupid Kid, which was a completely improvised, interactive birthday party centering around a very messed up family. It was a lot of fun. We actually won an award. We won artists whose show made us laugh the most. So that was quite an honor. The show we're bringing this year is called The Experiment, and it's going to be a sci-fi B-movie comedy thriller. And as the audience enters, we're going to have some questions to have them fill out questionnaires as if they are coming in to take part in an experiment. And from there, we will come up with a B movie, sci-fi, horror, whatever the audience will want. And we will actually have a local musical talent of Mike Anderson and friends who are going to be providing a musical interlude. So it should be a lot of fun. The type of show that you would find if you're just flipping through your cable channel late at night, you kind of come across a movie like Body Snatchers or The Thing or The Blob.
What would you like our listeners to know about your show before they arrive?
It's very silly. It's very silly. It's a bit interactive. We will come and we will talk to you. We may bring you up on stage at the beginning of the show to take part very directly in our experiment. We don't take anything seriously, and neither should you. What else can I tell you about the experiment that the audience would like to know? If they like movies like Slither, I'm not sure if anyone's ever heard of that movie, but that's a very good example. They will love the experiment. If they love their blood as portrayed by streamers, they will like the experiment. If they loved Halloween as kids, they will like the experiment.
Would you consider yourselves particularly fringy?
Yes, absolutely, completely. because I feel like the fringe art festivals are so important, because as more and more, there seems to be the sport just goes towards commercial art. And we don't really fit in that. Commercial art is great, but we're very different. We're a little weird. I guess that's what you would describe a lot of plays and shows that come to the fringe art festivals. They're weird. They're outside the mainstream, but they need to be seen. They need to be experienced, because unless you are trying new different forms and different ideas, and not being constrained by, well, what will sell the most? What is familiar? You'll never have any growth whatsoever in the arts or theater at all. You have to really break out the boundaries and go beyond what is expected. That's what I love about Fringe Arts Festivals. And I think that's why we really fit in, because we're not a typical theater company. We don't have scripted work, but we're not a typical improv company either, that goes strictly with making up everything completely and not having costumes or props or anything. We have definite, although our stories are completely improvised, we have definite themes and worlds. We create a season of four different shows over four different months. And we have, sometimes we have set characters, sometimes we have a set world. And then we improvise from there with the costumes and the props. So we're kind of straddling a line between traditional American theater, repertory theater, and improvisational comedy. And that's what I really like, because I like to bring, you know, the professionalism and the theatricality of a lot of theater that you normally see, and combine it with the spontaneity and the creativity of improv. And I think that really fits in well with Asheville Fringe and with Fringe festivals in general.
Well, one more time for our listeners, your show, The Experiment, is going to be at the Sly Grog Lounge, 7 p.m. on Thursday, the 25th, and 7 p.m. on Saturday, the 27th. Is there anything else you'd like for people to know?
Yes. Sly Grog is a wonderful place. It's a bar lounge, so we encourage drinking during a show. all kidding aside, it's a really fun show. Get ready to laugh. Enjoy the experiment. I will be there playing Dr. Amanda Weir. The D is not pronounced in my name. And you'll see all different sorts of characters from a Girl Scout to law enforcement to a subversive botanist to all sorts of monsters and aliens and whatever the audience comes up with.
And if people would like to learn more about your work in general, is there somewhere they can look online?
Absolutely. Check us out on irteinfo.com. IRTE stands for Improvisational Repertory Theater Ensemble.
Great. Well, Nanette, thank you so much for speaking with me, and I'm really excited that you're coming to Asheville.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you so much.
Hi, this is Vivian Nesbitt, and I'm really looking forward to coming to Asheville with Mother Jones in Heaven, a musical by Psycon. We're performing an abridged version of it at the Asheville Fringe Arts Festival, January 25th and 27th at 7 p.m. at the Magnetic Theater Company. I couldn't be more excited.
Have you performed this show before?
We have been workshopping this show, doing artists in residencies, but we have not really put it up on its feet. So this will be a step along the way to a big premiere.
Where are you based usually?
Well, that's an interesting question. I have been living in Albuquerque, New Mexico. My husband, John, and I have been there for about 9 years. And now we have sold up our house, and I sold my acting studio where I taught acting to beginners and professional actors alike. And we are now living in an RV and traveling the country looking for adventures and taking Mother Jones out on the road.
Is this your first Fringe Festival?
This is my first official Fringe. Yes, I have performed in the United Solo Festival in New York City 2 years in a row, 2013 and 2014, with my show, The Bark in the Tree, that I wrote and acted in. But I've not done an actual Fringe. United Solo I don't think it's considered a Fringe. So this is really exciting. I love the Fringe ethic. I love everything about it. It's kind of right where John and I live in terms of our own personal thoughts on art and artistry and craft and sharing.
Do you consider your show to be particularly fringy?
I don't know really what that means.
That's what everyone says.
You're definitely not avant-garde. You know, when I think of fringy, I think of people on stilts. I think of people like doing, you know, like installation artwork things, which I love. Mother Jones in Heaven is written by Psycon. He is a North Carolinian, if that's the correct way of putting it. Mm-hmm. He lives in Charlotte. And we'll be at the show, both shows, Friday, our Thursday show and our Saturday show. He is an extraordinary human being. He's a labor organizer, has been for over 50 years. What makes this show fringy is that she is a piece of history that we are in. We could lose Mother Jones to the annals of history, and I think there's a whole generation that just sort of thinks of Mother Jones as a magazine. You know, they don't realize that she was part of the fight that gave us the 8-hour workday. She was part of the fight that gave us, you know, if you extend it all the way to current times, she was a part of the fight that gave us flak jackets for the police force, that gave us safe working conditions and fair wage. And she was the one who worked tirelessly about instituting some boundaries around child labor laws. So in terms of fringy, she brings out, I think, sort of an outrage in all of us that I think of fringe festivals as a perfect place for that.
Absolutely. What else do you think our listeners should know before they come to see your show?
It's a musical. It's so fun. It's expressed. Sai has really done a wonderful job on taking songs of his and putting them into the show in a way that actually moves the story forward in a really lovely way. It's a true musical now in that the story gets told through the songs. We learn about her emotional arc through these beautiful pieces. In the workshop productions that we were doing when I was still on book and still testing the material and testing out different scenes and things like that, we had people singing along. And I mean, they're just imminently sticky songs. They're absolutely stunning. And so if you enjoy really great music, and lovely turns of phrase and really good stories, and if you enjoy labor history and if you
really want to learn some things about what Mother Jones stood for, please come and see the show. It's a really extraordinary piece.
How many people are in the show?
Oh, it's just me up there striding around.
Yeah, my husband John Dillon is the accompanist and sings harmonies with me on some of the songs.
If people would like to learn more about your work, is there a place where they can look online?
Thank you for asking. Yes, VivianNesbitt.com. That's where you'll learn all about my history in terms of my work as an actor. I'm a third-generation actor, and I've been my bloodline has brought me to a place where I have been passionate about the craft, and I've been lucky enough to be cast in hit shows like Breaking Bad, The Night Shift, Longmire, Law and Order was my first union gig. And I've been performing in theater. We have a MotherJonesInHeaven.com website as well. And, of course, if you want to learn more about the playwright, you can visit SciCon.com.
Well, Vivian, thank you. Will this be your first time coming to Asheville?
It is. I'm so excited. Every time I say that we're going to Asheville, people glow and say, oh, it's so beautiful there, you know. And it's, like, really, really I've heard nothing but glowing reports of what to expect, not only at the festival, but also just in Asheville as a whole. I can't wait to meet everybody and see this beautiful town.